Hey everybody, this is Avery speaking. You guys just got done listening to the song Honeybee by The Head and the Heart. That band is absolutely incredible. I totally recommend looking them up. But the reason why I picked Honeybee for today's intro song is because honeybees are actually going to be our topic for today's podcast. Honeybees are a very crucial part of our ecosystem, and it's something that normally we don't think about when we think about our ecosystem, but they allow us to have the fruits and vegetables that we have. They give us honey. They pollinate the flowers around us. So anytime that we are up in the mountains seeing the wildflowers, anytime that we're eating fruits and vegetables, anytime you meet a farmer, I mean, all of those jobs and environment aspects are all because of honeybees. And that's a huge part of our world. But unfortunately, there are a lot of negatives that are going on in the bee population right now. Within the past 10 years, there has been a significant drop in the honeybee population. The reason why we see a decrease in the bee population right now is because of a condition called colony collapse disorder. Colony collapse disorder is when the hive completely disappears without any warning. Many times, it's just the queen bee and a few nurse bees that are left behind, and the rest of the hive has swarmed. But most of the time, you look into the hive and there is not one bee to be found. There have been many research studies that have been done about scientists trying to find the cause for CCD, or at least try to find a solution to keeping the bees in a safe environment and to increase the population instead of seeing it continue to drop. What scientists have been finding out is that humans actually are a big cause of CCD. Now, I'll let you guys think about this for a minute. What is something that we all carry around that's very common, that we put in our pockets every day, that are a huge part of our social media aspect, and that you would never think would affect our honeybee population? You got it, guys. It's a cell phone. As crazy as that sounds, cell phones actually have a radio wave that is impacting the bee's flight path. Bees use a mechanism that works with our Earth's magnetic field. And when that gets interrupted, they either get lost and can't find their way home, or they're not even able to fly at all, which is obviously a huge crucial part of how bees function. So I wanted to understand what a beekeeper is actually dealing with day to day and see if they've had any interactions between cell phones and their beehives. I interviewed a gentleman named Tim Sadowski, who actually lives in the suburbs of Chicago. He has two hives in the backyard of his home, and he has been struggling with CCD for many years, enough that he actually stopped beekeeping for a while. When I asked Tim if he's ever experienced CCD, or colony collapse disorder, he chuckled and said, "Too many times." Tim goes on to quote, "I have actually moved my hive away from a cell phone tower because it was struggling. Immediately after I moved my hive, it began to thrive again." End quote. Unfortunately, this means that there is a negative conflict that's going on between the humans and the honeybees. Our cell phones are negatively impacting the honeybees, and it's actually affecting the population. But without the honeybees, we are also negatively impacted as well, and we would decrease the amount of food that we would have on our plates every night. This conflict is really important to address, and I would love to hear what you guys have to say about this issue and how we can help the honeybees and ultimately help ourselves. Go ahead and leave a comment below, and I would love to hear what you guys have to say. Thanks for listening.